It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is now one of five states that will automatically notify voters about the status of their mail ballots. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Back in 2009, Denver's government launched a new service that sent emails and text messages to help voters track their mail ballots. The technology spread to a handful of counties in the 11 years since, but on Monday, the Secretary of State announced that voters across Colorado will now have access to the Ballot Tracks platform. If the state has their contact information, the service will send notifications to voters. Here's Pam Anderson, Executive Director of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
Now what we've learned is we automatically enroll voters, and they really appreciate getting that official election information from their trusted election source. Very few voters say, oh, I don't want to know about what's going on with my ballot.
More information about ballot tracking is available at govotecolorado.gov. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A federal court has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to halt the circulation of Colorado election mailers that state officials say are misleading. The post office says 75% of the flyers have already been delivered. This week's Crush Walls Street Art Festival in Denver's Rhino neighborhood brings together artists from all over the country. But as Denverite's Maggie Donahue reports, some black artists are doing their own thing, a series of murals, in part to protest how white the annual event is.
When Robert Gray saw the artist list for this year's Crush Walls, he worried that the event would be whitewashed. Gray is the co-founder of Black Love Mural Festival. He says that for black artists, it can be difficult to break into the art world.
Most of the time in the art world, we put off as the second, third option. There's not many black people. And no matter what gallery or whatever show or whatever alley you walk down, we're always a minority.
Crush's coordinators offer to give Gray's group space for their installation, but no funding. Usually, Crush pays all the artists and covers all expenses. Gray's group says it's fundraising to pay its own artists. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
The Denver Broncos lost their season opener last night after giving up a late field goal to the Tennessee Titans at home in Denver. The game was played without any fans in attendance because of the pandemic. Metro Denver has highs today near 90. This is CPR News.